Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yeah, I had something take out of my checking yesterday, and I just don't know what it is. What business is this?
We're a third-party establishment. We deal with a wide range of online vendors and products. In order to specify any service provided, I would have to locate your information first. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
93702.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Nicola, Nicola, Cozzone, Cozzone.
Thank you. Just a moment. Thank you for holding, and can you provide me your shipping address, please?
1917 South Chestnut Avenue, Apartment 9F, Fresno, California, 93702.
Just a second. Right, so I do show you placed an order. This is on November the 3rd for our dash cam. This is a item you can use in your car, record videos, things of that nature. So within the terms and conditions, it did explain by placing an order that you would also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club. That's also priced at $49.97 a month as well.
I didn't order that.
All right. So I definitely, so you don't recall placing an order for a dash camera? The camera you use in your car? You would have paid the shipping and handling $7.45?
Nope.
All right. So what I'll do is cancel the account for you. That's going to go into effect immediately. What I'll also do is get you connected to our fraud department so they can open an investigation for you today to see who has used your credit or debit card without authorization. Just to be aware, we do handle fraud seriously, so anyone who has done this will be prosecuted. Do you agree?
Yes.
All right. No problem. Allow me just a moment. Thank you for patiently holding. So your account has been canceled. That will go into effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I will provide you with the confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Your confirmation is C as in Charles.
Mm-hmm.
259.
Mm-hmm.
259.
Yeah.
782. And I'm going to repeat it for you. That's C.
Yeah, go ahead. One more. Yeah.
C 259-259-782.
I got it. So what does that do now?
That's just going to be the confirmation. So until the investigation is concluded, that's just going to keep you from being billed any future charges from this point. But the fire department is going to be the ones to open the investigation for you. They'll provide more information as well as far as with, you know, if a refund will be a possible, things of that nature.
Okay. All right. So that's it.
That will be correct. And if there's no further questions for me, I will go ahead and connect you to our fraud team. But again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and hold on a moment, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.